Xenia resident Dewey Davenport organized the event. He was pleased with the attendance and volunteer support that helped make the two-day carnival successful.
We've had a great turnout of aircraft, spectators. This has been very successful, I say, for the first year. A lot of people are enjoying the antique aircraft, getting to see some of them fly, some of the model airplanes flying. You just can see the kids playing here with their parents. I'd say it's very successful with that.
Pilots from around the country flew their vintage planes, mostly from the 1920s and 1930s, to Springfield. Joe Santana from Waynesboro, Virginia, was one of the barnstormers that flew to Clark County.
We brought out two airplanes this year, a 1928 Travel Air and a 1939 Piper Cub. As long as you maintain them, the aerodynamics don't change, so they're very safe. Of course, they're always inspected every year, so they seem to perform well, and we have a lot of fun with them.
Larry and Gail Lash of Springfield had always wanted to ride in a vintage airplane. They were able to do that Sunday at the carnival.
It was wonderful. I would do it in a heartbeat again, anytime.
I always kind of wanted to ride in one of those, and today was just the opportunity to ride in it. It was just great.
Dewey Davenport is hoping to get more sponsors and help from the city of Springfield in order to bring the Barnstorming Carnival back for a second year. Wayne Baker, WYSO.